We're holding the Dalam base, holding in Rashi. Nara Mole Divra Kosov. Towards the bottom of the page. Rashi Nara Mole Divra Kosov. Welcome, Ksiv Nar. All of the other places over there in the Parsha, it says the word Nar. It's written without a hey. We have a Masorah that you read it in Nara, but it's written without a hey. We can't Ksiv Nara Mole. Here it says the word Nara with a hey at the end. Some more comes out. So what is it telling me? It's telling me that we know over here that it has to be a Nara, not a Katana, because there's a Chiyav Misa. So rather, the drush is not to tell me over here that it's a Nara, but tell me over else when it says the word Nara without a hey, it means a Katana. Lakan Nara. Elohai Dixiv Mole. Didn't write the word Nara Mole to tell me not a Katana for itself, because that we know, because anyway, because it's a Chi of Misa. Lohitz is a Katana. The beloved of Hashdrosha Imatalo Katana. Kedamina, the Lava Ascension. We know that it's not a Katana simply because she can't get Misa. Elalamid Bo al Kol Nara Shepetara Shekzuben Choser, but it's teaching me the opposite. Over here, wrote it Mole, and it's Tafka 8. An adult Nara, to tell them wherever the Torah writes the word Nara without a hey, it means even a Katana. Loimer Sha'af, a Katana b'mashma. When it says written Choser, it means even a Katana. Vachi Yolov Kan Nara. And so we learn. Kan Nara. Here it has to be a Nara. Kan Sheyef Shalok Katana. Ksiv Moli. Here, which clearly means only an adult, because it says there's a key of Misa. The Torah wrote it Molei. Hall the matter should come welcome. She nichtem choser afa ktana b'mashem. We can go in be'onis u'mafata. But be'onis u'mafata, where the Torah writes the language, writes the word naro without a hey, means even a ktana. No, that's how the chachamim know that the din of be'onis u'mafata play even to ktana. Rameyer argued because it says b'losi eliyisha b'behav atzim akasim b'davar. She has to be able to marry herself off, so she has to be an adult. But he agrees in theory to this drasha. Okay, we're holding at the bottom of the page. Tani Shila. Sholosh Midas Benara. The three scenarios where the girl will be Misa. Okay. Number one. Bolo Edim Bebeis Chemiya. Shazinsa Bebeis Aviyah. She already had the suit, and she moved into with her husband. Says she moved into her father-in-law's house, but that means as opposed to she's no longer living after Erisin, she would stay in her father's home. She's left her father's home, and she moved in with her husband's family. Okay, so the Edom came after the Nisuin. She's in Sabavesavia, but the Edom were that she was Mizana when she was a Nara Marosa, but she was still after Erisin, but in her father's home. So Seklano saw Alpesa Besavia. So that's when the Pasuk says we take her out, so she's Chayv Skila, as opposed to just Chenek for Nation's Ish, Nara Marosa's Chayv Skila. And it has to be done Alpesa Besavia, Klomer, as if to say, Ru'u Gedulim Shigedalta. We show that this is where the father's home was the one which was responsible to produce this veira. Bala Edim Bebesavia, Shazinsa Bebesavia, the Edim came before the Nisuan. So that's the case of the apostle. The case of the apostle was that he took her into his home already. And then the Edom came about what had happened during the Erisin. That's the case of Beis Aviyah, where the Torah says Beis Aviyah. Let's say, however, it happened, the Edom only came when it was Beis, and she was still Beis Aviyah. Okay. So then we have a different pasuk which says, Soklan Osal Pesach Shari'ir. Okay. Scenario number two. Let's say Sarcha. She did this aveira. L'vaseif bagro. Tidin mechanic. Then the chiyuv is the punishment in that situation is not no longer skila, because if she had done the Avera as a Begeris, she would get Chenek. So if the Bezin only finds out, they don't want to come after she comes to Begeris, she gets the Chenek. Okay, so that's what the Brisa that Sheila quoted. The word says, okay, remember, what are you telling me? It's called Hecha, the Ishtani Gufa, Ishtani Katola. That the fact that there was a physical change in her body changes her status in regards to the Chi of Misa. Is it the Mora? Ramin, I'll ask you a stira. We have a different Brisa which says, Nara Morosa, Shazinsa. So if he claims that she was Mizana in a situation that's an Armorosa, but he only did it after she's a Begaris, it turns out that what he's saying was not true. So who ain't a loika? So the Torah gives two punishments for a man as Mati Shemron in Nara, his wife was in Nara. One is the Chi of Malchus, and one is the Chi of to pay 100 Sela. So since he did it when she's a Begaris, the Torah does not give the din of Malchus to the man, nor does he give the din of paying 100 Sela. He, if it was true what he said, so, or if it turns out it was not true, and Adam had testified that she had been Mizana, Zemim Meho, the Adam which were found to be Zemim against her, so Makdina the Beis Eskila, they're taking the Beis Eskila. So, verses 1 second. He, Zemim Meho, she and the Zemim, so that's the fellow, oh, he, oh, you Zemim Meho. Says either she, if it's true, or her zemim, it's not true. Matim on the basis of skila. So what do you see? There's a chiyuv skila. See, even though he only came to Bezdin and made this claim after she's a begaris, and he brought the edim, then she's chiyuv skila. Because it happened when she was an Ara Morosa. So the fact that right now she's a Megaris doesn't change her Arnish. And Sheila and the Brisa which Sheila brought before, were saying that if she became a Megaris before they even came to Bezdin, before they killed her, she only gets Chenek. Okay, so we have a stira. We have a contradiction between the two brises. So Amar Rava, Mutzi Shemra Kamarta. You talk about Mutzi Shemra, the case where the husband is the one who brought the claim to Bezdin. As opposed to, the girl did it with Beis Aviyah. So the husband really should have no knowledge of it. The Eidim's job is to go to Bezdin, not to the husband. So the case we were dealing before was a case where the Eidim, she was Mizana Beis Aviyah, she's still in Beis Aviyah, and Eidim go to Bezdin. So then we say that the Begaris changes her status and she only gets Chenek. This brings to my case where the husband is the one who brought the Eidim. Shani Mitzvah Shemra, the Chiddushu. Mitzvah Shemra has elements of Chiddush in it. Why? Don't you say the Chuppah will never look Ba'alma Vizinta is Bechanek Vila Mitzvah Shemra is Beskila. Right now, when he comes to Bezdin, it's after the Nesuin. It's after the chuppah. And even if the situation would be that she'd still be a psula, and she theoretically she's a nara, she's a psula. But since it's after the nisuin, her banishment is no longer skila. It's chenik. And now the husband goes to Bezdin. And in this situation where she's already after nisuin and claims that she was mezana, and we give her skila. So we don't say the fact that since it's happening now after the chuppah changes her status. So Rabbi's saying that really that's what should happen. That we say, listen, since it's only coming to us now in this situation, were it not for the husband bringing it, but if Adam would come now in this situation, we would give her chenek, even though they're being meyed on what happened before. So similarly, in the case where she's a begaris, they'd be mad at what happened before. Again, the punishment is chenek. Matzi Shemra is exceptional regards to the fact that we ignore the fact that she went into the chuppah, so we also ignore the fact that she's a begaris now. And that's why it's not a stira or a machlok, because it's in the two braises. Samuel Rav Huna braid Rav Yeshua, the Rabbah. So Rav Huna braid Rav Yeshua asked Rabbah, 1 second. You're proving from the case of the Pasuk of Matzi Shemra that even though if Adam would come on their own after the Nesuin, she would only get Chenek. If the husband brings the Adam, she gets Skila. And the same way that's true after the Nesuin, it's also true even though she's also a Begeris. So, no, I understand the fact that she had the suin. Clearly, the pasuk is ignoring that because the pasuk is talking about that and saying she gets skila still. That's because Dilma Kichodesh Rachmano Hechad Lo Yishtani Gufa. Yes, the Torah is mechadish that if the husband brings it, there's a chiyuv skila. But that's only talking about a case where there was no change in her body, so she's still a naro. And being meyed about, and the husband brings edim that being meyed about this naro. She's a mezana, as an armor also gets skila. Al hechad ishtana gufa, lachadus rachmana. But a case where she became a begaris as well, so there was a physical change in the body. You have no raya from the pasuk of the Torah's mechadish, even in, and we're saying so. Therefore, if she's mezana beisavia, she's still beisavia, and she becomes a begaris, and Adam come, she gets chenek. So since right now we're being made about a begaris, the punishment does not skill anymore. You want to say, but if it's the husband brings the edim, there's a chiyuv skila. Why? Because of this, from the din of Matzi Shemra, that you can't prove. The Torah, you have no right, the Tana had no right to extrapolate that the same way you're mechadish in the scenario where there was nesuin. If they didn't come on their own, she's chayav chenek. If the husband brings the edim, she's chayav skila. So also, if there's a change in begaris as well, then you have no riot. Who's the Torah's mechadish in that scenario? Over here, there's a change in the body. This issue of what happens if the body, if she changed, her body changed, does her misa change as well? Tanoi. And therefore, we're not adding, it's lav dafka because the husband brought the edim. Just consider she's mezana as a nara, beis avia, and she's still beis avia. An edim come, but she comes to begaris, and an edim come. Does her misa change due to the fact that right now you're being made about a begaris, even though they're being made about what she did as a nara? That's machlokes tanoim. Now the sushtel is from a different case totally. The Tan, Chotu Ashlo Nismanu, so the law is a hedyot does an aveira which is chai of chorus. So the Torah, he brings a chatas. A chatas is a seira or a kisbut, a female sheep or a female goat. If the person is the nasi, see, he brings a male sawyer. If it's a kohen gadol, he brings a par. So they did the chait Ashlon Nismana before they were appointed to be the nasi or to be the kohen gadol. Nismana, and they were appointed as the nasi or the kohen gadol, and now they're bringing their carbon chat. So the Tanakhama says the rehein ken yotis. They remain with their status of a hedyot. They bring a regular chatas because they bring a korban for what had happened when they were a hedyot. Rishim and Armor. Im loy lehem atshlo nismanu iskayov. If they became aware of the chet and the chi of korban was therefore takes effect for the moment they're aware of it, then the fact that they became the kohen gadol, or they came, the person became the nasi, doesn't take away his chiyuv. When they bring a chiyuv, they bring a korban, like a hedit. However, mishen ismanu, once they've been appointed as the nasi or the kohen gadol, then they find out about this chet, so they're peturim. Because the appointment as a nasi or the kohen gadol changes the person. So the person who did the aveira was Mr. Hedyot, and now this person is Rabbi kohen gadol or the nasi, the melech. So there's no chiyuv korban anymore. So we say the change in the person changes their status in regards to the korban. So the more Rav Nachman Yitzchak wants to say, the similar halacha would be over here. The Bima Chloik is regards to Begeris, does her Misa change? So according to Tanakama, no, we look at when was the Vera done? The Vera was done when she was a Nar Marasa. So the Chiva Skila, that's it. And Shem would say, since it was only brought to Bezin's attention when she's already a Begeris, she's a different person, she's a Begeris. And there's no Chiva Skila anymore, there's only a Chiva Chedek. Okay? Let's see Rashi. The whole element of Rashi. Studying Rashi, I'm in Dalam Bay's Sholosh Midas. Second to last line. Shalosh Midas Misas Nar Hamarasa. The three scenarios where we give a Misa to Nar Hamarasa. Suppose Eidim Bebeis Chamiel Achas, and he says she already had the son. She already left her father's home. She already moved in with her husband's family, or with her husband. And the Eidim came. She's into Bebeis Chamiel Be'erusin. But the Eidim are made that she was Mizana while she was in Arusa living in Bebeis Chamiel. So that's what the Torah says, circle and saw Pesach Besavia. That's what the Torah says, that the Chiyuv Skila is taken, is executed at in front of her father's home. The Halachic Siv, which is in our royal Pesach Besavia. We take her to Pesach Besavia. V'hai b'bo Eidim b'beis Chamiyah Siv. And the case where the Torah presents that of giving skill of Vesavia wasn't a case where she's already in the sewer. The Bemotzi Shem Rekziv, the Befarish Bekra, Vekrabala Eleha. So the man comes and says, I took this woman, my wife, I already took her to my home, I had beer with her, and then I found out that she was Mizana as an Erusa. Alma Mishanisa, the Pasuk told me a case she already had in the Suwan. So that's where the Torah writes the din of Pesach Besavia. So we understand to mean ru. It's if to say ru gedulim shegidaltim. We say to the father, look what you produced. Klamer v'bayis a yotzus hanavola shaboy zinsa. The avla, the lowly deed is due to this home. This is where she was mazana. That she was mazana beisavia. She's an arusa. Adam come that she was mazana as an arusa. So the loch is circle and sal sharir. We give her skila at the regular place. You see, the kiyah nara psula marosa. No, it says him in shnehem el sharir. So there's a separate pasuk we discuss. It's not in the context of Mutzi Shemra, but a case where she's an Arab Sula Marasa and she's Mazana. So she's Chayav Skila by the Sharir. Let's say she became a Begaris before the Adam came. Tina Mechanic. Kihei Chidilu Zanoi Hashto Lav Skila Ika Elochanic. Just like if she had been Mazana now as a Begaris, there no longer be a loch of skila, there be a loch of chenek. The chiv siv skila bezinsa nara siv. The din skila is only if she was mazana as a nara. Shemar ki yeh nara psula. V'hashav b'chenek. So even if, just like if she'd been mazana now, there'd be a chiv chenek. The case where she was mazana before, they only came when she was a begaris. Also, the din is chenek. Since there's been a change who she is, she's no longer a Nara, she's a Begaris. So the he meets a change to what her status is now. So the more I asked from a different price, which says If he claims that she was mazana as an armorosa, it's a shame. Rosh, the concept misha bogra, she was mazana. She became a begaris. He did the suin, and then he claims that she she'd been mazana. Well, I'm not so psulim of all the bez. There was no psulim. He claims there was no psulim, and he comes to the bez. See, if it turns out that he's lying, what he said was false, he's not Chayav Malkus. He doesn't pay 100, the knas of 100 sloim. The chiksiv v'yisroisoi, which we call understand means Malkus. And he's punished with money. Benariksiv, the Torah writes about a case of a girl who's a nara. The punishment for the husband has nothing to do with when he claims it took place, because nothing took place. Right? That's exactly what we're saying, that the whole thing is false, it's fabricated. So what's Mekayev of him? The act of moving his lips and saying this claim. Well, he said this claim about a begaris. He's making up a claim that she was mazana as a nara, but he's talking about a begaris because the whole thing is not true. So there's nothing really happened as a nara. The only thing that happened was he said something negative about a begaris. So the Torah did not give a kanas a malchus by a begaris. Let's say, however, if it was true, he imam esoya, she. If it was true, we have a meha. Adam show you meidim al znusa, but it's a diamond. So the case of a mutzi shemra, the Torah presents a very in the psukim. We have a very limited presentation of what happens. It says he says a shemra about her. The Torah says a chiyav misa. We're not going to kill her based on his testimony alone. It must be he brought Adam to that effect, which are meyid that she was mazana. So the Torah says he gets Malkus and he pays Mammon. What happened to the Edom? There's Edom supporting what he's saying. The answer is you were Mizanim the Edom. So what happens to the Edom? So the Edom were trying to kill the girl. So they get the punishment that the girl would get. We take them up as quickly as possible to the Beis HaSkila. They have no way to be redeemed from this Misa. In other words, the point we're saying that there's no argument to excuse them from a Chiyuv Skila as opposed to giving a Chenek. No, you give them a Skila. Says Lashon HaMakdimin, we have no argument to take away the Chiyuv Skila. So Mor says, he was a Mesech HaDaitzach, in embassy, Haya Ein Sheker. You can't kill her and the Zaman at the same time. So El means Ohi Imam. So I said, Mel Im Shaker. If it's true, she gets the skila. If it's false, they get the skila. But you see that we give skila.
What would be testifying to? That she was a Mizana or that she was
Mizana.
Mizana, not.
The Sukkim are very not clear. Person says he says it, I didn't find any Basulim. Yeah, very nice. Yeah, you know, maybe yeah, maybe no. Kill her, like, I don't know what happened. No, but Adam came and she was Mizana.
Specifically.
Yeah. So we give him the base of Skila. So what do we see from this whole conversation? Even the right now she's a Begaris. And if the Zeus had been now, she would be only Chenik. We don't say that, that but since they're being made about what she did when she was a Nahara. And then there's a Chiyuv Skila. So she gets a Chiyuv Skila. And the Brisa that Sheila quoted before said that no, she gets Chenik. Tamura says, the Rava said, you're comparing a case of being meyed when she's still based aviyah to a case where it's the husband's bringing Edom. Moshe Shemar Kamarta, Lusube Asarchel, Mosef Bogra, you're asking on the case of Sarchel, Mosef Bogra, the first Brisa. The Tani Tana, which the Brisa was talking about before, the Ira Bibolo Adam Bibesavia. The Adam came on their own, well, she's still Bibesavia, the husband had not done the suin yet. So a case over here where the husband is bringing the Adam in the after the suin, and he's bringing the Adam. Shiny Misa Ba Yene Hutzar Shemra the Baal Mishinises, Misa which comes through the process of having the suin and the husband seeing something amiss and going and finding the Adam, bringing the Adam. It's a different din. And over there, the Chiyuv is still Skila. But a case where the Edom come in their own, she's a Vesavia, so the Chiyuv is Chenek. Why do I know that? The Chiddush, because there's an element of Chiddush in Mochi Shemra. And therefore, V'lo Arminan Bei, the Mishum Dishtani, Gufa, we don't say since had. We don't argue in the case of Hitzor Shemra. We don't argue since the body changed. The body changes the word din into Gufa. The Izanoi Hashta Baskeniki. We don't say since. Now we're talking about a woman who's the Chiyuv is Chiyuv Chenek. Therefore, Nehemi Yishtani Katola, the Hach Zanoi Benaris, the Hach Zanoi Benaris, said that she changed, even though she was Mizan as a Nara, and the Chiyuv Misa for Znus as a Nara, Murasa is Kila. But since now she's no longer in a state of Erisin, it should change her status. And now she's a Begaris, it should change her status. We're not worried about that. But it doesn't change because the Torah is Mechadish, that it doesn't change. So the case where it's not done through a Sar Shemra, it does change. That's the price of before. If Adam were coming and be made that she's a Begaris, so then she only gets Chenek. But over here by Sar Shemra, it changes. I'm sorry, it doesn't change. The halacha is not the same, and it doesn't change. He still gets skila. How do we know that? Even though she's a psula, which once she had nesuin, and she's mezana right now, she'd be chayav chenik. So the Bach has the word klimer. So now we're saying, what is this sentence trying to do? The sentence is trying to prove Rabba's point that Hazar Shemra is dealt with in a different way. How so? Potato. Beloy bar granami. Leave out the Begeris issue. Beloy Tzor Shemra. In a case where it wasn't done through the husband bringing the Edom. Afil Benaris. Ishtani Dino. Really, even without being a Megaris, she remained a Nara. Her halacha should change. Why? Dilu Zanoi Hashta, Chenaku the Ika. If she's a Mizana right now, even though she's a Psula still, but once she had the Suin, once she had Kinis Lachupa, even though she didn't have Bia, her Chiv is Chenak, Kitanya Kamon, Nara Bala Megaris, Psula Bala Bula. Marasa will anasua. The Torah gave the din of the Nara Marasa gets skila. Only she's a Nara, not a Begaris. Only she's a Psul, not a Bula. Only she's a Marasa, not a Nasua. So a Nara, Psula, Nasua gets Chenik. Milo Nasua. So what does it mean? She had the full Nesuin, which means be a Sahino Bula Bula. Already excluded if she's a Bula. Elalav, Nixel, Chabula Nibula. So we have, even though she did not have Bia, so she's not a full Nesuin in that sense, but that's enough to change her status to Ketkenik. Alma Ilo Zanoi Hashtra, Bas Keniki. So right now, if she was out right now, she gets Kenik. But if the husband does the process in that scenario, she gets skila. Bila Mutishemra Leah Hashta. He's being Mutishemra about her now. Bezanoi Kaidim Kanisa Lechopa. About what happened before they did the Suwan is the Loch is Beskila. Ama Mutishemra Lor Mina the Mishum the Ishtani Dina. We don't say, since the fact that her halacha changes with what the status is right now, changes what her punishment is, what she did before. We don't say that. Her halacha would change now if she's mezana right now. Therefore, it changes the punishment of the misa from what happened earlier. We don't say that. So therefore, in the scenario of Hitzor Shemra, even though she's a Megaris as well, I don't care. So the Bryce is talking a case where there was not through Hitzor Shemra, so Megaris, her body changed, so the din changes. And it's in a situation of Hitzor Shemra, that's not true. So that's what Rava said. So comes along the Rifuna Beit Mishua and argues with Dilma Kichodes Klemer. Okay, Horai the Messina, that which you've proven. Misam Matishemra, Lakan, from a case of the regular scenario of Matishemra to over here where you've added also Bingham Bagaris. Lavrayahi Lakan. It's not a good comparison. The Hazamu over there, which is not a big heiress, it's Mutti Shemra. The Avagav, the Ishtani Dinah, it's true that her din has changed. Dila Dinoi Hashtra, had she been Mizana right now, her din would change, but we say that doesn't change her earnest what she did before. Lo Ishtani Ktala, the punishment for a woman who had been mizana before, it does not change because now she's already nichzul chuppa. You know why? Because there's no physical change in her body. The Bishtani dino chodis. It's only because her halachic status has changed, but not because her body has changed. But Ishtani gufa loy chodis. The Torah never was mechadis. That mechadis that din in a case where it was Ishtani gufa. Our bogger Ishtani gufa he. Her body has changed, and therefore, if you're going to tell me that even bo edim bebe sevia, isachal the member of circle of bogger mechanic, you're saying that the halacha is if edim are made about what she did as a naro, and now she's a begaris, the halacha is the punishment is chenik. But the shemer nami misha bogger haverly the meisli chenik. So the case of the shemer also the punishment should be chenik. So how can this price to say that the punishment is skila? Elamer of Nachman Yitzchak, Haritani Shila, that which the price of the Shila quoted said, Tina mechanic, she gets chenik, Harol Mishtani Gufa, since her body changed, therefore Mishtani Katola, her punishment changes. Matanya Krita Beskil, all the Bryce says there's a key of skill of the Shana Gubil, her body has changed. Lo Yishtana Katol, the punishment does not change. Tanoi, that's Machlokas Tanoi. Whether we say the change should affect the Doinish. So Nachman says Yishtana, Lo Yishtana, Yamrina, Yishtana Katol, or Lo Yishtana Katol, Tanoi. Whether Yishtana or Lo Yishtana, whether the Misa is changes or not, that's Machlokas Tanoi. The Nasi or the Kayim, which is Meshuach, Hashem and the Mishkam. It says it's Dafka than a Meshuach. The Pasuk says because the Loch is a Kohen Gadol, who is not a Kohen Gadol through anointment, but through. Because Bai said they didn't have the Hashem and the Mishkam. They were going to it. So then, before that, the Korban Bai's Rishon. So they got a Din of a Kohen Gadol through adding. Changing from the four begadim of a kohen haggid to the eight begadim of a kohen gadol, just adding on the begadim changes them into a kohen gadol. I mean, assuming they want to appoint them to do so. But the din of the special din of korban he doesn't have. It's after the kohen mashiach. See, it did a kohen gadol regards to the one of Yom Kippur, and he can do that, and he can do all of the everything that the kohen gadol is supposed to do. He's a kohen gadol. This is the loch of mashiach. Shein Karbanim Kishal Yachid. They don't bring a regular Korban Lechatas of a Yachid. Shanasi maybe Sawyer. Instead of bringing a female goat, he brings a male goat. Nasi means the Melech. Meshuach is maybe par. Meshuach brings a par. So if they did their chait before they became the Melech or before they became the Kohen Gadol. And they found out about it after they've been appointed. So the Tanakhama says, Rehin ked yodis. It's a little bit of a hedjit. They're like a hedjit. Bekiswa besira, they bring the regular female sheep or female goat. Even though they've changed, they're no longer a hedjit, they're the melech. Or the Kohen Gadol, but the Korban doesn't change. That's not a count.
There was no Mashiach.
Not a what?
There was no Mashiach by the Melech?
The requirement of making him a Melech in regards to the din of the Korban, you do not need Mashiach. They did not use being Mashiach, the Melech, to be the Melech unless there was a contention in his appointment.
Okay,
so if you had a peaceful succession from the father to son, there was no need to anoint. But he has a mitzvah melech regards to the korban.
Okay, so no need, and also would not be done, or no need but would be done.
No, it wasn't done. In middle of Machlon Nismano, the Havel Yedia bechato bechad gufa. So the chait was done when they were ahead. the awareness of the chaitin, therefore the chiyuv is when they were, is found out when they were hedyot. So then they're chayiv of the korban. That doesn't change. However, mishin ismanu, if the chait was done when they were hedyot, and they were appointed, and then they found out. The habile chatoa b'shas korban yachid b'yidir b'shas korban nasi. The chait was done when they were hedyot, but the chiyuv was a regular korban yachid. But the moment of the chiyuv korban, which is the moment of yidiyah, when they realized they already were no longer a yachid, turn the gamri. So you see, amushin ishtani gufa ishtani korban. So the change of who they are changes the din korban. So the same thing over here, the change to a begaris changes the oynish for the znus. Okay, it's all the here.